Welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bent Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, aka Beck. And as always, we love hearing from all of you, your comments, your stories, your ideas. Get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And joining us from the home front is, as always, my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. But if I sound a little off or different, that's because I'm off on location. I am coming to you from Vancouver in British Columbia, Canada. I am about to head out on my much anticipated Alaskan cruise here.
It sounds like you're calling from a broom closet. Sorry. Did you already get thrown in the brig or what's going on?
Ouch, that hurts. I'm not even on the ship yet. I'm getting ready to board. I tried to find the quietest corner I could. So no, I'm not in a broom closet, but that's kind of funny. I didn't realize I'd sound that much different.
So how long are you going to be gone? Let everybody know.
I am heading out. And by the way, I left back on May 23rd for this family trip. As I said, it's a cruise and land tour of Alaska, and I will be coming home on June 5th. So boy, I think Tigger, this is the longest you and I've ever been apart in what, 5 years?
So maybe it's a well-deserved vacation for both of us, since this is the longest that we've ever been apart. So since you are calling from the brig, I'm going to say, from the broom closet there, getting ready to go on the ship. Do you have enough time to do the whole episode with us, by the way? I guess I didn't ask that. I should have.
Well, if I cut out or I lose signal or something like that, then I guess no. But I'm hoping, yes, I can stick with you here for the next half hour.
Okay.
And let's talk about whatever the Bend Show. You know, you never know what's coming around the bend.
So
right?
here's what I did for you. Since you are in Vancouver, and I know that you're going to be going to Alaska, but, you know, Canada is included with this. I have yet another quiz. I am going to test your knowledge of our friends to the north, your knowledge of Canada. Originating in Canada, what pizza, P-I-Z-Z-A, what pizza is noted for its tropical fruit topping?
Pizza, that's what you're going to ask me from Canada?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Your brother's favorite?
Oh, okay. So it's got to be Hawaiian with pineapple, right? Because Canadian bacon, somehow that
Hawaiian.
All goes together.
Yes, that is the one. Okay, this next one, you'll know
I'm
this one.
I'm not a fan, by the way.
Called the greatest outdoor show on earth by its promoters, what is the name of the huge annual rodeo held for 10 days every July in Alberta's most populous city?
Okay, this is an easy one for us, though.
Is.
We are both PRCA personnel. And so that you're talking the Calgary Stampede.
Yes.
That is on the bucket list
yes.
for both of us,
yes.
I think.
Okay, but they progressively get a little harder, okay? Fairbanks, Alaska and Yukon, Canada are two destinations recommended by Travel and Leisure magazine for travelers hoping to see what phenomenon? Excuse me.
Okay.
Think of the meteorologists.
I'm not saying that word.
The
right.
meteorologists say, look for this in the sky.
Oh, yeah. Northern Lights.
Aurora Borealis. Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Okay.
Next one. What Canadian city is home to the intersection of two major rivers and is located very near the longitudinal center of North America? And I know that's probably hard. My niece decided to move there and further her studies.
Okay, I'm really glad you threw in the last part about your niece because I had no idea. I was sitting here going, I don't know. So you're talking Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
And you must be talking about the Red River, which a lot of people don't realize.
Yes.
The Red River flows north through North Dakota up to Canada.
And I think the other river is the Assiniboine. I don't know how to.
Nicely done.
Is that
I think
right?
That is.
Assiniboine? Is that how you pronounce
it? I believe you correctly said that.
I skipped over the name because I couldn't pronounce it. Okay. next one. English is the most spoken language in Canada. French is second, of course. What is the third?
I have no idea.
This one was hard. I had no idea about this one.
I have no idea.
Mandarin Chinese.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, fact check me on that one. Mandarin Chinese. Okay. this next one, I don't think you're going to get this one either. What sport joins ice hockey as one of the two national sports of Canada? Not curling. Don't think curling.
Yeah, because all I could think of was winter sports. I thought Canada, everyone just played hockey. I didn't know they played anything else.
There's two national sports. One is ice hockey, and the other one, you're not going to get this one. Lacrosse.
Lacrosse?
Yeah, lacrosse.
Oh, wow. Okay, I had no idea.
What Canadian actor and comedian starred in Uncle Buck and died of a heart attack at age 43? Way too young.
Okay, I only know this one because you are a big fan of Uncle Buck.
Yes.
So this is John Candy.
Yes, yes. Okay, so far, 5-2. All right, the next one. Where's the beef is a catchphrase in the United States and Canada, and it was introduced in 1984. Both countries came out with this by what fast food chain?
Oh, this is an easy one because you and I do a lot about beef, promotion. Wendy's. Yep. Wendy's came out with a very successful campaign. Where's the beef?
Okay, so think on entertainment, if you will. What famous Canadian whiskey is featured in its iconic purple felt-like bag? And it's the whiskey where when we travel, if they don't have Pendleton, not a sponsor yet, so I always default to this one.
Oh, okay. I know. Crown Royal.
Yep.
And I've become a big fan of the whole Crown Royal with Apple. That's my new fave.
Okay. So you got a tally over here on this one. So 6-2. Poutine, often referred to as Canada's national dish, consists of French fries, gravy, and what other ingredient? And I tried it once and I was not a fan.
Cheese curds.
Yes.
Cheese curds.
Yes.
Yes. I was excited to try this one too, but I wasn't a fan of putting gravy all over everything. But talk about a heart attack in a dish.
Okay. So here is your last question. This is a bonus question. So far, you're kind of knocking it out of the park. Which U.S. state shares the longest border with Canada?
Oh, that's easy. Alaska.
Very good. Well, I would say you are ready to go on your trip, and I'm ready to just stay here, obviously.
All right. Well, with that in your mind, okay, you take a break, honey, and I think we'll all take a quick break. Stay where you are. We've got more of the Ben Show right after this.
You asked for it, you got it. Watch the Cowboy Channel anytime, anywhere with the Cowboy Channel Plus. Live stream the Cowboy Channel or watch your favorite PRCA rodeos on demand. Classic PRCA rodeos added weekly. Get the Cowboy Channel Plus for only $9.99 a month or save 25% by signing up for a full year. Visit CowboyChannelPlus.com to sign up and start streaming today.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the Shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again.
Welcome back to your outlet for the outdoors and Western lifestyle, The Ben Show. I am just the computer operator, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck, is on location. Beck, are you still on the line with us?
Yes, I am here with you, coming at you live from Vancouver, Canada.
And you are waiting to get on the big boat, correct?
I am. Yes, yes. I'm getting ready to go on a family cruise. We're using Holland America Cruise Line and doing an Alaskan cruise.
So there was a fair amount that we were kind of surprised to get you ready to go on the Alaskan cruise. There was a lot of different things, but the first one is just the phone. And I should have asked you this before I called you. You got your phone checked to make sure that you were not going to have any extra charges from calling in Canada, right? Or at least me calling you in Canada, I should say.
I did. Here's the skinny on that. Yes. Who would have thought if you cross the border into Canada, that is considered an international country. So the foregoing, not just myself, everybody that's traveling in my party of 25, there's 25 of us all together. We all verified with our phone carriers whether our service plans did carry into Canada or not. Some of the individuals, they've been going without a phone. They powered it off, keep it on Wi-Fi mode, or sorry, on airplane mode. And if they can hook up to the hotel Wi-Fi or internet or the cruise ship internet, that will be their way of visiting with everybody back home.
Oh, FaceTiming or something like that. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So yeah, that's kind of the interesting side of, by the way, anytime you go on a cruise or into Mexico, Canada, absolutely. You got to check with your phone carrier to make sure your current plan, or if you need to add on, some of them have a little option to add a travel package that's short, that's maybe 30 days in length. But believe me, you want to check, because I've seen people firsthand not do this and come home to bills, phone bills that were several hundred dollars because of the data that your phone is using. You don't even realize it. It's burning up Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram.
Oh, sure. Right.
Incurring all those roaming fees. So here's the deal. Like when I landed in Canada, I had to, of course, restart my phone so that my SIM card, which is what is in your phone and tells you what country you're in, registered itself with being in Canada. And then I was able to use my phone on land here while I'm in Vancouver. However, once I board the ship, I immediately am going to be turning this phone off and putting it on airplane mode and hooking up to the Wi-Fi. And if your phone is able to, there's a setting in your phone you didn't might not have even noticed. It's called enable Wi-Fi calling. So I can still do a little bit of calling. I'm just going to really try not to. But yes, use those other apps. If you travel out of the country, make sure you have your WhatsApp or maybe Facebook Messenger. Just figure out an alternative way to stay in contact with everybody, just to make sure you don't surprise yourself with a big bill.
And this was one thing that Beck and I talked about, and you know, we're going to check in another, you know, another week to see how the Wi-Fi works. I mean, that's a lot of it, just to see how it is working in international waters. But everybody is excited to go on vacation. And since yours is a little different, you're in Canada and then you're going up to Alaska and you'll be in Canada again. And that was posting pictures on Facebook. And that was something that we decided, okay, we weren't quite sure exactly how your phone plan was going to work because yours is a little different. And we just said, make darn sure to wait until you come home, that you're in your home area, to go and upload photos and different things like that, so you aren't incurring any of these little mysterious hidden charges, which can rack up very, very quickly.
Absolutely. Yeah, I do highly suggest that no matter what, while you were on the cruise ship, I have been informed, this came from Verizon, they said, absolutely, make sure you put that phone on airplane mode. As soon as the ship leaves the port, your phone is then again usable once I hit one of the ports in Alaska, such as, for example, Ketchikan, Alaska, or Juneau. I'll be able to use my phone there again once on land. But absolutely, when you're on international waters, you don't want it to be roaming whatsoever. And I'm taking my laptop with, so I can just take my pictures right off my phone and upload them onto social media. If I feel like, oh, I want to share this right now, I can still get it out there.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So since you were saying on the ship, have you heard a forecast yet of what the weather's supposed to be like? Because I know we threw some Dramamine in. I'm just curious if you think that you're going to need it.
What I've heard of following and asking others is that I'm expecting some choppy waters from Vancouver up until we hit into one of the first glacier bays in Alaska. So I'm expecting this next 24 to 36 hours to maybe be a little more, you know, a little bit more of a bumpy ride. I'm thankfully one of those that doesn't get seasick. It's very rare that I do. Okay. But what I have learned in watching even other travelers is, yes, no matter what, make sure you have your Dramamine with or some kind of motion sickness medicine. But then there's also these bracelets that act with like an acupuncture.
I don't know. Come on. Those, I've seen people use those. I think it's magic foo-foo.
I know they work. Do you know how I know they work? I have a mother listen to this.
Here we go.
I have a mother, and you know this, that gets extreme motion sickness. She gets sick anytime I drive, okay?
that's the key right there. I think it's a mother-daughter thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, she also, you know, she also gets seasickness on a boat really easily, and pair that with her fear of water because she can't swim. We did a cruise a couple of years ago. This one was a Caribbean cruise. She wore those bands the entire time. We had days where the waters were rougher and she never got sick, and she did not have to take her Dramamine, which for her, Dramamine makes her extremely tired. So that was awesome that she didn't have to take it. So I do recommend actually buying those bands. You get them on Amazon. They're not very expensive. What's it hurt? It looks just like a fun little bracelet.
Okay, a couple things I wanted to ask you about and make sure we make mention, because we were surprised by this, and that is your prescriptions. So many of us are taking vitamins and different things like that, and as everybody knows, a few years back, you went through a lot of chemotherapy because of battling your cancer, and so there's a lot of different medications that you're on right now. We were surprised that we weren't supposed to just put them in a little pill container that said Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, was to actually keep them in the bottle that had your name and the prescription on them. So we were a little surprised, like, oh my gosh, I mean, you had a whole sack full of just your prescription drugs that you were taking.
Right. Well, here's the skinny on that. If you drive across the border and go through one of those border stations along the Canadian border, they tend to not be quite as thorough. However, when you come through the airlines and you go through customs, they're a little more picky. Did my pill containers that only had vitamins in them, I pretty much was okay for the most part, but I did write a slip in with them that said all the vitamins that they were.
Those were over the counter. Those were just like a multivitamin and take this D3 and stuff like that.
Right. But so that people understand, they don't get them confused with prescriptions, because if you're a TSA agent, a pill is a pill. You don't know what the difference of what is. But prescription wise, yeah, we had to bring prescription bottles for all the different prescriptions I'm on. I know some of you are thinking those bottles get big. All you have to do is mention to your pharmacist, hey, I'm going out of the country, and immediately they'll give you some smaller bottles with a label on it, and then you can just put the amount in it that you need for your trip.
And the last one that I wanted to cover was put together a living will. And, you know, you and I kind of went back and forth on this, but we said, you know what, this is actually a good thing to do, because it is the longest that you and I have been apart. You are traveling internationally, and it was just a good idea to take time to put all those things down, your wishes. I mean, you don't want to think about it, but it's inevitable, right? And so it was just something that we did, and we're glad that we put it in place.
Yes, I do recommend it. And it's probably surprising to most. I'm going to be very honest. At my age and all the traveling I've done, I've never put anything down on paper, on writing whatsoever. The way I did it might not be as perfect as, say, a lawyer drew it up, but at least it gives everybody an idea and understanding of what my well wishes or what my wishes are. And then also it gives direction to help if, in case, you know, the worst thing a person could do is you lose somebody, and then on top of that, it goes to probate. So at least having a document in order hopefully would quicken that process. But that's not going to happen, okay? I'm coming back, honey.
Okay. Well, Beck, you are calling live from the brig, from getting ready to go on the big boat leaving Vancouver. So I'm looking at the time. We got to take a quick break. But if you got time, stay on the phone and just kind of say a fare thee well with the rest of us, if you would, please. How about that?
I'll be back waiting for you.
Everyone, stick around the Ben Show. We'll be back right after this.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one: Medora Boot and Western Wear.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. I am filling in for your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, who is coming to us from Vancouver, getting ready to go on her Alaskan cruise, and I am here manning the place at home. So, Beck, before we say fare thee well, I did, as you say, this crossed my news wires. See, I'm using your line on that.
Nicely done.
Oh, I was just going to ask if you're still there, by the way.
I'm here.
Okay, so of all the colors, which is your least favorite? The one that you see it and you just cringe?
Pink. I am not a lover of pink.
By any stretch of the imagination, anything pink camo, she's out. So listen to this. This comes from Georgia. There's a new law that was just signed by Governor Brian Kemp, and it means that you now have another color choice for safety in the woods for going hunting season. So starting this upcoming hunting season, you can now wear, believe it or not, fluorescent pink alongside the traditional blaze orange. So it was House Bill 167 and says hunters going after deer, hogs, bears must wear at least 500 square inches of bright orange or now fluorescent pink on their upper body. That includes hats, jackets, as long as it's above the waist. So now you have a choice where if you are not into the blaze orange, now you can express your bougie side and wear fluorescent pink.
I don't even know what to say about that one. I mean, I can understand adding another color that is, you know, absolutely going to stand out. We're going to see you in a tree stand if you're, or in one of your blinds, or however you might say, if you're wearing fluorescent pink, that's for sure. You will stand out.
So do you think that this was just kind of a marketing ploy towards the ladies, perhaps, even though you are not like the norm, you hate pink, but do you think it was a little bit more marketing of like, oh yeah, we can go ahead and wear fluorescent pink?
I have absolutely done no research on this. I didn't even know this was an option. So way to go on finding that news story. Mm-hmm. But the way my brain works, you know me, I'm more than likely leaning towards it was a marketing strategy, which, hey, if fluorescent pink brings more women into the outdoors and they take up hunting, hey, I'm all for it.
Hey,
you know, let ladies grab those firearms. Let's get out there with the guys and show them what we got.
If that's your jam, go ahead and wear the fluorescent pink because, you know, in our world, in the rodeo world, there's always the tough enough to wear pink night, right? You know, we shouldn't bash. I would have no problem wearing pink out there. I can show that I'm bougie. I'm with the times a little bit.
Don't worry, honey. I will not lose you when you're out in the field.
So now you have the options if you're in Georgia for this next hunting season. It can be orange or it can be fluorescent pink. Well, with that, dear, I'm going to wish you a great trip and get on that big boat.
Well, thank you. Next time they come at y'all, I'm going to be in Alaska. All right, folks, this has been fun, but I'm going to call this show wrapped for this week. Remember, keep sending us in any of those questions you might have, or if you have something spot-worthy we need to share, as well as your area's field reports. We want to know, where are you heading this summer? That number again, call or text anytime, 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363, or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to the Bend Show YouTube channel. And finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners again that came along, and whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.